Welcome back, everybody, to this
rocking around anxiety. It's the anxious time of year. We all have anxiety. Anxious time of year.
You know what's really funny?
No, I don't.
Completely.
Other than this song.
No, I was going to sing Rocking Around the Anxiety as well.
And this was not planned, by the way.
No, because I was like, oh shit, I'm supposed to do fake jingles or some bullshit, right? So you can put me on the spot and I can stutter, because that's what I used to do as a kid, is stutter. All my anxiety is flooding back to me. And I was like, what song could I do that's Christmassy? And I was going to sing that intro, and then you just took it away. So you know what? Wow, we're just in sync right now. It's great.
I know. Fine. Let's do a different one. Anxiety bell, anxiety bell. Wait, how's it going? Jingle bell rock. Anxiety bell rock. Anxiety bell ring. Anxiety bell sing.
Instead of silent night, it's anxious night.
Anxious night.
Oh, shitty night. Why can't I sleep? Insomnia. The future's looking grim. Except there's a vaccine coming soon, and hopefully that fixes everything.
And I listen to the Anxiety Podcast, and I'm feeling a lot better now.
Oh my God, are we going to keep talking like this the whole time?
We can if we want to.
Okay, let's stop.
Anyway, sorry to ruin your intro, Matt.
No, that was perfect. In fact, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Good. What's up, man? How you been? How's your week been?
Good. I've been off the whole week, which is nice.
Off?
Yeah.
Like, off, like, anxiety-wise off?
Oh, no, I mean off, sorry, off work.
There you go. That's a good point. I was like, off what, dude? Off meds? Like, what you getting off of?
Yeah, off work. Good and bad, right, is that, like, we got furloughed the 3 days before Christmas so that we have the whole week off. The same thing with New Year's Eve and New Year's. So, I have 2 weeks off, which is awesome for me, but I don't get paid. Unless I use my vacation time and I'm saving it for other reasons.
At least you don't lose your job, dude.
That is true. And that is a silver lining to everything. At least I have a job. You know, still making money, able to afford food. Able to afford Christmas presents, which is nice because this time of year is very, very stressful, you know?
Yeah, so. Sure, dude. That's good, though.
But, yeah, I've just
other
been...
Other than being off, everything been cool?
Yeah, been treating it like a little self-care fucking journey. I'm finding myself again before the new year, you know?
Oh, I thought you were about to say you've been getting manicures and pedicures and, you know, doing, got your eyebrows done, new lips.
No fillers on my lips, not yet. Just getting butt implants soon. That's going to be the new thing.
Nice.
Are
they taking the fat from your stomach and adding it to your butt? I'm just kidding. You don't have that in your stomach because this man has a six.
I think that's how that works. I'm not entirely sure what they actually do. Butts. Yeah, speaking of butts. Just been chilling. I have been reading books, watching TV, watching movies, things that I haven't done. I'm like, oh, you know what? Shit, I should rewatch all of Harry Potter. So I'm doing that because.
My man. Why Harry not? Harry Potter is awesome. For all of you out there, that's my favorite book series. Ever.
Yeah.
Until J.K. Rowling came and started making up bullshit. But it's all right.
I actually was watching what's the other ones? The Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts.
I was watching that today and I couldn't get into the first movie as much. I was like, okay. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. Second one isn't bad either. I don't know.
I was just so used to the other story that, like, not to have a continuation of it in a completely different time period. I was like, come on.
Dude, I'm actually super excited. There's a new game coming out. There's a MMO RPG.
It's called? Like a wizard. Online. Like a Harry Potter fighting wizard thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's, like, set before Harry Potter's timeline. But, like, you go to school and you get you get put into a house and you get to learn shit. Like, I don't know.
That's super dope. Cool. I might actually buy it and use my PlayStation for once.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, we can play on PC. I'll play too.
Oh, it's on PC? Oh, okay.
I think so. I hope so. I'm not getting a PS5, so.
No, we're about to get a stimulus check. What are you talking about? For everybody at home that's going through economic strife, we're going to get a $600 stimulus check, and that's a PS5. Fucking.
For me, that's like extra remodel costs.
Yeah. So, anyways, I've been good. Not getting down on myself if I'm just like sleeping in and doing nothing all day. Like I woke up at like 1:30 the other day and I was like, oh shit, yeah, the whole day is gone. What am I gonna do? How am I gonna be productive? And I was like, you know what? I don't give a shit. Let me eat some snacks and watch movies all day. Like if that's what I'm doing anyways, I don't really have to be productive. What?
No, that's when your day begins, Matt. That's the way you gotta look at it. Yeah. Whole day's not gone. The whole day is in front of you because you just woke up, no matter what time that is.
It's kind of like when people wake up super early, like 4:30 in the morning or whatever, and they're like, time to get after today. And it's like, but if you go to sleep at 8 p.m. and you get 8 hours of sleep, then you're not really like, all you're doing is shifting the time you wake up, which is nice. I've done it. But it's like not this huge accomplishment when people are like, I've been up for 5 hours already. What have you accomplished? It's like, well, I just woke up. So wait until noon for me. And then let's see what I can do in 4 hours of being awake.
Yeah, I mean, for some people, that's an accomplishment, dude. I know people that the thought of waking up anytime before 8 a.m., 9 a.m. is crazy, so.
Oh, yeah, I hate it, but I still do it.
I actually don't mind. I've been waking up pretty early recently. Not too bad.
Yeah, so what's been going on with you?
Not much. I think last week I said that I had some news that I wasn't planning on sharing yet. Well, this week I'm going to share the news. I bought a house. So, similar to you, I took the thank you. Similar to you, I took the whole week off. But unlike you, I couldn't just chill in my PJs and have snacks all day. I've been still waking up at the same time that I would wake up for work, except now I've been doing like a different type of work. much more hands-on work. But the positive thing about it is that every day when I come home, so I usually go to the new house at like 7:30, and then I usually get home around like 8 p.m. maybe. When I get home and after I have dinner and like maybe like an hour or two, hour and a half of chill, it's like 10:30 around then, I'm so tired. I just go into my bed, like I drag my body into my bed and I just knock the fuck out.
That's good. It's
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, just get enough sleep so you're recovered and then get to do it all over again.
Exactly. But, yeah, I mean, the week's been good, man. I've just been, like, so focused on doing all of that that I've been feeling good. Actually, it was funny. Today, actually, me and my father-in-law went, like, underneath the house, right? Mm-hmm. To, like, you know, check out what's going on down there. It's a new house, like, well, new house for us, an old house. It's like a 1940s house, so it's a pretty old house. You know, make sure that foundation was good and like all that other crap that you're supposed to make sure, you know, floor joists and all that other crap are good. So we go down there and like I'm all suited up. I'm wearing like a monkey suit. I look like the guys from Breaking Bad. I've actually never seen the show, but I've seen those posters everywhere with them wearing those suits, and I just that's what I look like. But mine were white. So yeah, so we go down there, right? And like we made like a little hole in our shower because we were gonna replace it. So we just like went down from there. And I'm like, yeah, this is cool. I'm helping them out. And then he starts like going like past like to the like middle of the house, sort of like the other end of the house. Like I looked down for a sec, and like I felt my anxiety creeping in. I was like, fuck, am I gonna be able to go down there? Like there's only like 3 feet of clearance, right? Like down there, so you're like crawling right around. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I was looking. I'm like, now, you know, I told my father-in-law, I'm like, you go ahead. I'll if you need any help, just let me know. So he goes, and I chilled there, and like I was watching him for a couple minutes, like 2-3 minutes, right? And I took a couple deep breaths, and I'm like, nah, dude, there's nothing to worry about. Like I went through like those steps, right? Like what am I actually feeling anxious about? Like all that. I'm like, dude, there's nothing to be anxious about. If I feel uncomfortable, I'll just go out the same way I came. There's like a big ass opening right there. So then, yeah, so I just, I went and then it was all good. It's not like any super big anxiety, but you know, like, I think it was more of like claustrophobia more than anything. But you know, just taking a minute to reorient yourself, you know, go through those steps, take a deep breath, even though I was wearing a mask and underground, like taking as big a deeper breath as you can. And then just like, you know, going and doing it, dude.
Yeah, claustrophobia can kind of be a real interesting type of fear and anxiety trigger for a lot of people, because for some people, they don't realize they have it until they get in one of those situations.
Yeah.
Like until you get in a super crowded elevator, and next thing you know, you're hyperventilating and you feel like the walls are closing in on you in a tiny elevator, and it's like some Harry Potter shit back to the beginning, you know, with those cool elevators in the Ministry of Magic Capital or whatever the fuck. And, you know, like I've had that before when I was like in the back of a fucking car, in the back of my friend's Camaro, and I'm 6'3". So I had to,
which friend of yours had a Camaro that you were in the back of?
Well, no, it wasn't yours.
Oh, interesting.
No. Yeah. This was before I met you. And I was, intoxicated, and anyways, got in the back of this Camaro.
You can say you were drunk, Matt. It's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Although if it was before you met me, that means you you may have not been of legal age.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, shame I was intoxicated from love. You know, love was in the air.
Of course.
And you know, I get in the backseat of the car, and somebody else had called shotgun, even though I'm clearly like the tallest of all my friends. And they're like, well, I called it. And I was like, all right, fuck it, let me climb in the back. So I climb in the back and like contorted my body into this like little space. And then all of a sudden I was like, I think I have to puke. And we're going to get like burritos. And I was like, no, you need to pull over and like let me out. And they're like, bro, we're like 10 minutes away. Like we already ordered our burritos. And I'm like, nah, you need to take me back home right now. And like as soon as I got home, like, and they dropped me back off, I got out of the car, I was like so much better. But at that point I wasn't like, well, shit, I can't get back in the car and be like, hey, I'm good, guys. Like I just need some fresh air. Like don't put me in the back seat. So I just went home and went to bed and then ate the burritos in the morning.
Nice.
But yeah, like sometimes you just don't know about it. So definitely crawl spaces. Ooh, that could be a tricky one. You know.
Well, I mean, like I was in the in the attic, and that was fine.
Yeah, but crawl spaces are special because if you ever seen a horror movie, like they all you got to like escape the house through a crawl space or some shit. And you can't. There's like demons and monsters. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. No, it kind of reminded me of when I was young. Actually, we used to have bunk beds in my house. Like me and my sister had a bunk bed.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath the bunk beds, I would make like a little fort. And I had less clearance back then, obviously, but I was also much smaller. So I would like, you know, go down there and like chill in my little fort. So kind of remind me of that. Like after I was there for a couple minutes and like reorient.
That's a really good like lesson in perspective, right? If you're kind of like, oh, this is just like a game we're playing down here in the crawl space, right?
Yeah.
You can like calm yourself down by being like, oh, it's just a game. Like I read this online where somebody's like, every time I have to wear a mask at work, obviously like they're pretty like annoyed, like maybe they could still get the virus from somebody, whatever, right? Like they were kind of still scared of it, and they're like, I just play this game of like I'm basically like a scientist who's come to planet Earth and like have to wear a mask and all this equipment so I can like breathe properly and like observe the stupid humans or whatever. And I was like, well, that works pretty well, just don't kind of go deep dive in that. Next thing you know, you're talking about like the alien say shifts and all this stuff, and then people think you're crazy.
That's hilarious,
you know. But yeah, if you can reframe it in a positive light, right? Oh, this is a fun activity, right? Or like we've always said, if you change that nervousness into excitement,
yeah,
where you're like, I'm not nervous about this date I'm gonna go on, I'm really excited because I get to go on this date. It can definitely help you out.
Definitely does. And there you go, we're living proof that all these everything that we've been preaching. What is it? Pray what you preach? No.
Practice what you preach.
Practice what you... We've been practicing everything that we preach.
So just I generally wouldn't give advice to somebody unless I would take my own advice, you know? Because...
Same here.
That's kind of the whole point of giving somebody advice. Like, you wouldn't be like, yeah, bro, you should totally, like, go 95 on the freeway and try to drift if I'm not going to do it. Now, if I'm going to do it, maybe I'm an idiot too, but, you know, whatever. But... Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of what's lost on some people about advice and books and history and learning about different things. It's like the reason that we read books and view history, right? The whole like adage of, you know, history will repeat itself, is because we want to learn from the past because they've already experienced it and wrote it down for us. You know what I mean? Like if you had never, like earlier, you know, back to the kind of Christmassy topic, I am an idiot. right? My rapping sucks. I suck at wrapping gifts. Why? Because I lived in a household with a bunch of women who always did it for me. And I am a man child. And that is completely okay. Because you know what? If you don't appreciate my my way of living, fuck you. Anyways, I would when I would go home for Christmas, I'd bring everybody gifts. And I would get like one sister to wrap half of them and the other sister to wrap the other half.
That's hilarious.
So like they would know what everybody got and they would know what each other got, but they wouldn't tell anybody because we were all cool. And it actually, funnily enough, stemmed from them critiquing my bad wrapping, because one year I just like wrapped up a bunch of gifts really quickly because I was like late to go home or something. And they're like, you really suck at wrapping gifts. Like, let me rewrap these. I'm like, why would you rewrap them? I already wrapped them. So then they unwrapped them and rewrapped them.
So, yeah, so they'll look nicer, dude.
Okay. You're going to rip it off anyways. I mean,
like, I guess.
I don't know. That's just my feeling about it. So,
yeah. That makes sense.
But anyways, you know, like when I had to look up wrapping gifts, what did I do? I went and looked up a YouTube video.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what you should do. Take advice of those who know how to wrap gifts and make nice corners and do weird folds.
Exactly. Anyway, think that's enough Christmas cheer for everyone. Yeah, no, nothing, Matt. Okay, well, thank you
all for listening. No quotes, no coworkers. Nothing. I mean, nothing else to share. I hope everybody has a wonderful and safe holiday. Hopefully, you know, you may be apart from your family due to COVID, but you know, you can still celebrate with them through FaceTime and Zoom and all those wonderful technological advancements that we have.
Yes. Take care, and we'll talk to you guys next week.